In this case, there was a woman employed.
You know, their heart attack is almost always an underlying condition, and then an episode on top of it. And the debate is always whether the episode for which perhaps a defendant might be liable was really the causative feature of the case, or whether on the contrary it was merely something that was going to happen at some time anyhow or something like that.
In the Redford case, and I think this was one where you, again, were out in the forefront of the developing law, a woman had been struck as she worked in a factory setting by a falling object of some sort that came off a shelf, and it was 25 or 30 pounds, and it struck her on the back, high on the shoulders or some... Mm-hmm. In some position like that. It did not do, didn't fracture her vertebrae or do that kind of injury to her, but thereafter, she apparently, because of her emotional characteristics, lived in great apprehension that this might happen again. And I think the words used in the case were that she suffered from conversion hysteria, which is probably the psychiatric jargon of the time. Do you remember that one? Now, this one, I think, became very attractive.
Did I write it?
I think you did. I think it's in that list there. But at any rate...
Let me see if you can find it. If sometimes I can recognize them by the titles. God Almighty, I should have wrote a lot, didn't I?
More than you... probably would like to remember. I'm going to ask you about a couple of these. It was way back here. You ought to have a little red mark beside it. There is your Shepherd versus Michigan National Bank. We talked about that, where the woman strained it.
Shepherd was... Shepherd. What was Shepherd?
That was the woman who lifted a tray of... of some kind in a clerical setting, and it caused... Here is the one I refer to. In 58, Redfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N, versus Sparks Withington Company. And my little note here says, 5-3, upheld workman's comp award by conversion hysteria, in quotes. The result of being struck on back by 20-pound steel weight. She was predisposed emotionally. But it did result in that division of the court with you writing in a workman's comp award for that kind of an event. And up until that time, there had been not much recognition of what you might call a emotional or mental disability, that resulted from employment. Well, let me get on to something else that when Peg was talking and we were discussing your style of writing, one of the things she said, or maybe it was you that said it, well, my opinions weren't written by law clerks. What is your observation about today's opinions?
Are they practically all of them are written by law clerks?
You recall how many law clerks you had when you sat on the Supreme Court?
Oh, on the Supreme Court
of Michigan.
I had two.
Back in those days, you know, Dethmers prided himself on not having a law clerk.
Did he?
He did, and he talked about it from time to time, but everybody else had at least one.
I don't remember, really. You know, I, too for a long, long time now, and some of them, I think some of my colleagues have three present colleagues I'm talking about.
I think you'll find on the Supreme Court of Michigan, they all have three law clerks and probably two secretaries.
I have one secretary and two law clerks. Mm-hmm.